Okay, so a shishi of Vizos HaBracha is a three pasuk aliyah, and the key to understanding all three pasukim is to understand that it's really a continuation of the Az Yasher. Moshe is coming to the end of his career, he's going back to the very beginning, and noting that despite the 40-year interruption, that persistence has carried the day, and that the Jewish people are ready to move forward from the Yamsuf and now to the Yarden. So we begin. Ashrecha Yisrael Michamocha. Michamocha, of course, is an expression that only appears once, one other place in the Torah. Obviously, in the Shira Sayam, Michamocha Ba'ilim Hashem, Michamocha Nedar Bakodesh Narasi Lo Sosefele. So now, not just the Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Shevach of Yisrael. Ashrecha Yisrael Michamocha, why am no shah b'Hashem? Vayosh Hashem b'yomahu es Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. And as the Shira begins, right, Shira l'Hashem ki ga'o ga'asus v'echo r'ma v'yam maziv v'zimras yah v'yihi li l'Yeshua. So you can already tell all the Lashonos at the beginning, this continues throughout. I'll try to point it out, or you could do the math, so to speak, at home, and it's quite clear that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that the Shevach of Yisrael is that it's an Am No Shav Hashem, right? That this is the nation that benefits from divine protection, all the processes that were initiated at Kriyas Yamsuf, which then had an interregnum of Arba'im Shana Akut Bedor. So now they have been restarted, and it really is meduyak if you look in Sefer Yehoshua when Rachav Hazona tells the Meraglim, Eis Asher Shamanu, Eis Asher Hovish Hashem Es Me Yamsuf Mipneichem. It was as if it happened yesterday and not 40 years ago. So it wasn't just in Moshe's poetry, but it was rather in the reality as well. The Namogu Kol Yoshvei Kenan continued to resonate. So again, Am No Shav Hashem, the nation that benefits from divine salvation. The idea of cherev, arik charbit, or shemi adi gavasacha, that's one of the most important words in the Shira, ki ga'o ga'a, right, and other utilizations as well. Throughout the Shira, asher cherev gavasacha, vikach ashoi vechalach, viata alba mosemo tidroch, the idea of Klal Yisrael overcoming all of their enemies, which of course is something that is critical to understand from the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, who's leaving the scene, and he wants to reassure Klal Yisrael that they're not in any sense going to be abandoned, and they're not in any sense going to be forlorn, and his presence, that is to say the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, as critical as it has been, is in no way going to, the absence of that presence is in no way going to preclude the Jewish people from continuing on in their historical legacy. So the point of the Aliyah of Me'ona Loke Kedem Itachaz Ro'os Olam Va'igarash Mipanecho Ye Va'yomer Hashmed is Moshe Rabbeinu's reassurances to Klal Yisrael, the last words that he would ever speak to Klal Yisrael, to say that everything that transpired during Shiras Hayam, all of that promise that went into temporary suspension, and again temporary here being 40 years, all of this will be resumed. And Ashrecha Yisrael, Michamocha, Am Nosha B'Hashem, that you're still very much that nation that crossed Yamsuf. And for all of the travails and all of the tribulations that the Midbar presented, right here we are poised at the Yarden, to take advantage of all of the reverberations that Kriyas Yamsuf created in terms of Elei Moav, Yochazei Morad, Namogu Kol Yoshvei Kenan, all of that is ready to be resumed. And even if it's without my physical presence, Moshe Rabbeinu notes that the reality is that it will continue to persist and it will be ongoing in a very significant way. So when we take a step back and realize that the last Aliyah is Vayareo Hashem as Kol Haaretz, is an interaction squarely between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to recognize that these are the last words that Moshe spoke to Klal Yisrael. And what he was doing was so characteristic of what Moshe Rabbeinu's Manhigos was really all about. It was the idea that it's all about Klal Yisrael. Ashrecha Yisrael, Michamocha Am Nosha B'Hashem. It's not about me. It's not about any single individual. It's about the greatness of Klal Yisrael and their relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he reassures the Jewish people, and this is the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, to be able to say that in the end, it's not about him. Ashrecha Yisrael mi chamocha. Taking the Jewish people back to Kriyas Yamsuf and reassuring them that just as they experienced that Hashraas Hashchina, Zakeli Vanveyu, Elokei Aviv, Arom Imenu, at that point in time, right, that Kadosh Baruch Hu would continue to be with them. And in that sense, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all leaders, preparing Klal Yisrael and giving them the confidence to move on without his physical presence. V'ata alba mosemo tidroch, that the Jewish people were poised for a great victory over all of their enemies. V'kacha shu'evech alach, v'ata alba mosemo tidroch, with or without the physical presence of their great leader.